Well, Todd, heading into Game 7, there's nobody that has more experience as teammates now in NHL history than Alex Ovechkin and Nick Backstrom. The 12th time they have done this, how much does that experience from a coaching standpoint mean here tonight in Game 7?
Yeah, it's one of the things that's special about our game is that you can't really put a price on that experience and going through it together. You know, our core group as a whole, for the most part, even going through what we did last year, it's a tremendous experience to look back on and obviously remember things that worked well and other times that, you know, you learned some hard lessons. So I expect our group to be ready to go tonight.
It has been a strange series in that the home team has won every game, but the stylistic things that have gone on, the Capitals in this building, been terrific, really, in every game. A great start in Game 1, a close game, and an OT winner in Game 2, and their most lopsided victory in Game 5. What are some of the things that have gone right you'd like to see continue here in Game 7 tonight?
Yeah, just the energy, the desperation, the compete. You know, this is our first elimination game of the year, and I look forward to seeing our guys take it to a different level than we have thus far. And I think some players have really had strong series and probably, you know, probably can improve their game just by fractions. But then there's others that are going to get a great opportunity to have a big role in a Game 7. And you know, we're going to find out some things about our team tonight.
Ovechkin and Backstrom, the top line, throwing Tom Wilson there too. A lot of offense coming from them, but there have been, especially in the games in Raleigh, they can't do it themselves. Some of that secondary scoring, obviously a key for this one tonight?
Yeah, for sure. And we did get get that a little bit from Brett Connolly to kind of get us going in that game. And, you know, then a great goal by Ovechkin. And, you know, then we lost a little bit of the momentum in their building, and they're able to capitalize and push ahead. But, you know, I think, you know, again, we saw some you know, of the effects of being a physical play, and that's going to be a big one for us tonight. Is every chance we get, we've got to invest and play through the opposition, make it difficult for them to generate any offense coming out of their defensive end, and making sure that we do a good job managing the puck and allowing our team to establish some end zone time.
To that physical end, does it help when you've got last change? It seems like that may be at least part of the thing, only because the home team has won every game in this series. But does it help get you the matchups you want tonight?
Yeah, for sure. I think that, you know, looked at different matchups and different things that we can do differently. I'm, you know, was able to, you know, adjust that a little bit going into Game 5. You know, that I think gave us an advantage. And then, you know, now going into Game 7, we'll be able to at least have the last say-so on who goes out there and, you know, and takes advantage of a situation that we feel we've set them up for success with. So it's an exciting time, and expect all the D.C. area to be out in full force tonight. Obviously, they had a huge impact and have thus far in this series with the energy that's just surrounding the Cap One Arena and everything that goes along with it.
Well, vote for that, Todd. Good luck tonight in Game 7. Let's do this again on Friday, shall we?
I like it. Great idea, John. Thanks very much.